churches that buy into these enthusiastic doctrines, they are like cut flowers. They will maintain the color of that they had originally, but over and again, you're going to see that sound doctrine is going to die, just like a cut flower dies and wilts and withers. And so there's a trajectory that they're on, that once you buy into enthusiasm, you've opened yourself up, and I hate to say it this way, but you've opened yourself up to pure doctrines of demons, which Jesus has said exactly, in this, God's word says exactly what the end times will be marked by. And so if you're not going to listen to the word of God in the scriptures, and you're going to think that you can hear it with inside of your heart, you've opened yourself up to your sinful nature and to demonic influences. And it literally is just a matter of time before your church or your church body has gone off the rails. And Driscoll just happened to do it for us a lot quicker. You know, he had a cycle that he was on, and one that we can kind of see the trajectory play out in a shorter amount of time. But with church movements or denominations, it might take a little bit longer than this, but the trajectory that they're on is the exact same trajectory he's on.